You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
It is breaking news. A man is dead after the highway patrol says he was driving the wrong way on I-15 and hit into a military bus.
Let's go right to the scene in KSL News Radio's Adam Small. Adam?
Amanda, this is some kind of mess here this morning. We're being told that a wrong way driver crashed right into this military bus on southbound I-15. Just past the 6th North ramp. We do know, again, that that driver is of the wrong-way truck is dead and that there were about 22 military personnel on this bus. We don't believe they're anywhere seriously hurt at this time, but there's debris strewn all over the freeway traffic. A couple of cars got through that were stuck in this. Right now, traffic's still being diverted on the 6th North. I've actually been trying to flip around onto the 6th North ramp like troopers told me to on scene. And for the past 30 minutes, I've been fighting through surface street traffic. Beck Street completely backed up. All the surface streets on the north part of Salt Lake City are just a complete tangled mess. So if you are in this area, just follow traffic center updates to make sure you're getting around this because it's going to be a long morning for a lot of people. We'll keep you updated here on scene. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden spoke to us just moments ago saying that the road could be closed for a long time.
This is going to estimate it to take a little bit longer. We estimate at least a two-hour closure. So we encourage people to make sure that they plan their travel because southbound I-15 is going to be affected for quite some time.
He also says they don't know how the driver ended up going the wrong way, but we've seen several major crashes from wrong-way drivers this year.
And this will be our fifth one so far this year, so we're quite ahead now as compared to previous years. But all of the four that we had prior to the one today were investigated for impaired driving, and all six last year were investigated for impaired driving.
Heather Kelly is live at the KSL Traffic Center to keep us updated on the big delays caused by the crash. Heather?
Well, as you heard from Adam, the city streets are overly congested the closer to Salt Lake you get from Davis County. But along with that, you're going to see barely going 40 miles an hour on Legacy Parkway from Farmington all the way to the I-215 West Belt. And on I-215, you're about 40 miles an hour down to I-80 West before people can get back into the downtown Salt Lake area. So just be aware you're going to have to add at least 30 to 45 extra minutes on your commute out of Davis County this morning, and don't take I-15. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
And of course, if we have to, we'll go back for additional information at any time. In other local news, it is game day for BYU men's basketball. The Cougars are back in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 3 years, looking to win their first tournament game since 2012. Head coach Mark Pope believes they are ready for the challenge.
We really don't believe in reinventing the wheel, rolling the tournament, because this is what we've been preparing for all season long. I think our guys are loose. I think they're full of energy.
Cougs got a pretty good draw, too. The Cougs are going to be taking on the A-10 tournament champion Duquesne Dukes in Omaha. Tip-off is at 10:40, and our pregame starts right after 9 o'clock here on KSL News Radio.
NBA star LeBron James will be watching the BYU game this morning, but he's cheering for the Duquesne Dukes. King James sent a gift to the Dukes earlier this week. The entire team got pairs of his Nike shoe line. So why is LeBron a Dukes fan? Duquesne's head coach, Keith Dambrot, used to coach LeBron in high school. Dambrot says he's retiring as soon as the tournament is done.
The big dance, of course, happening here in Salt Lake City as well, right across the street from us. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Both Thursday and Saturday, the Delta Center will host a total of 6 games in the NCAA tournament. 8 teams from the brackets West and Midwest regions will play.
Those games kick off here in downtown with Arizona facing Long Beach State. Other high-profile teams playing at the Delta Center include Kansas and Gonzaga.
Make sure you don't get scammed if you try and grab some last-minute tickets to the tournament games being played here in Salt Lake.
One of the safest things you can do to protect your wallet is to buy your tickets directly from the Delta Center or other venue where the game is being held.
You can also look at a website called the National Association of Ticket Brokers, where you can check to see if someone's a member, and they offer a 200% guarantee purchase on your tickets, so you know you're safe to buy from them.
Melanie Fox with the BBB says it's also important to make your purchase using something that offers protection, like a credit card. If the tickets are a fraud, getting your money back can be difficult if you used an app like Zelle or Venmo. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
8:05, let's head back to the traffic center for your first look traffic. Heather?
And we are having a problem coming out of Davis County. Southbound I-15 shut down in Salt Lake City, so a lot of people are taking Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt as alternates. That is making them overly congested. Your next best alternate is US 89, but the closer you get into Salt Lake City, the more congestion you're going to see there, plus you have traffic lights. So you're going to have to add at least 45 minutes to your drive and just be patient. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top national stories now. The House of Representatives is expected to hold another vote on impeaching President Biden this week. The vote is expected to fail.
At this point, the name of the game is off-ramps. What can they do short of impeachment, because they have promised these huge revelations? So if they don't have that, do they refer something to the Department of Justice? Do they try to pass a bill that would limit some of the activities that they say they believe Hunter Biden engaged in? Because it is pretty clear now they are never going to vote to impeach Joe Biden.
Republicans spent hours yesterday interviewing witnesses in a public hearing looking for connections between Hunter Biden's business deals and President Biden.
State leaders are making their case for Utah's positive economic direction as Utah voters say their top election issue is the cost of living. Here's KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston.
Governor Spencer Cox says his plan for 35,000 starter homes is going to move the needle on housing in the state. But the Deseret News reports Utah's chief housing innovation advisor, Steve Waldrip, says the state's housing market is in an existential crisis. Cox and Waldrip took the stage at a Utah Foundation event addressing the results of a recent survey on voters' top issues going to the governor's election. The main two were cost of living and whether lawmakers actually care about constituents' concerns. The Deseret News reports that education and water conservation didn't make the top five issues, but earning enough money to pay for non-housing needs and government overreach did. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
The number of women-owned businesses in Salt Lake jumped up 26% over the past year. That's higher than the national average. Maria Millett is the COO of a local company called Pact and says she decided to make a career change after spending more time at home during the pandemic.
The flexibility of owning your own business, you know, sometimes I am working on a Sunday night before bed, but that means that I'm at Utah Tumbling with my kids today at 2:30.
Millett says there is room for new businesses to grow here.
We'll have the latest on that shutdown of Southbound I-15 in just a minute.
Join your friends who rely on KSL each morning for the fastest routes to work and school.
I like traffic on the nines.
So I need to get the kids up earlier so that my son isn't driving quickly in a snowstorm.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines
on KSL News Radio.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Can we talk about something difficult to discuss? Are you going through a difficult financial time? You have equity in your home, but nobody can help. I'm Jason Erskine with American Home Loans, and we have created the Bridge Loan Program to use your equity regardless of your credit at this time. The Bridge Loan can be used to pay debts, collections, IRS liens, divorce settlement, or just simply improve your property. Give us a call at 801-262-2221. This loan creates a bridge between now and a much brighter future. During COVID, one of our clients had over $85,000 on credit cards. Their scores were too low to borrow on their home. We were able to save them $2,000 a month, and after 8 months, they qualified for a conventional loan and improved their situation. Look, the consultation is free. Please let us see what we can do for you. Call 801-262-2221. That's 801-262-2221, or go to AmericanHomeLoans.com. That's AmericanHomeLoans.com.
NMLS 245422, Equal Housing Lender.
It's emergency traffic and weather together, brought to you again by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Heather?
The big problem is Davis County, but even before you get into Davis County, southbound I-15 in Weber County is stop and go from Ogden into Roy. But then by the time you get to Bountiful, you will be at a wall of traffic. It's barely going 5 miles an hour all the way down to 600 North, where all traffic must exit the freeway as I-15 southbound is shut down. And we've had people tell us that once they even get off at 600 North and try to get to our building, it's 15 minutes to just go six blocks. So even your city streets are being overly congested. You also have delays Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt through Davis County. Jason.
And very congested northbound I-15, 7200 South up to 3300 South. Going to run slow through that entire stretch. Also looking very congested if you are eastbound on the 201 from about 7200 West over to about Redwood Road at this point in time. We do still see this accident, 4700 South, 2700 West, but they're starting to get it cleared out now. They've got tow trucks on scene, and hopefully a few minutes from now, that'll be back open. Eric?
We do have northbound slowing from Timpanogos Highway up into Salt Lake County because of our crash right at Point of the Mountain. The incident management trucks have just arrived. This is over on the right shoulder. Getting up towards Salt Lake County via Redwood Road, also slow as you head from Saratoga Springs up to Camp Williams. And you've got your usual eastbound slowdowns over on Pioneer Crossing and heading over on Lehigh's Main Street as well as 2100 North. The Serta mattress sale is happening now at Two Brothers Mattress. Get a queen Serta mattress for $379. That's a Serta for $379. Visit one of their five stores or twobrothersmattress.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just a smidge cooler today at 64 degrees, partly cloudy skies, and a couple of showers down in central Utah. 42 overnight, partly cloudy. Mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with a warm front, pushing us back to 66. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
We've actually had reports of a few raindrops in places like Hooper this morning. It's cloudy right now downtown, 48 degrees.
Hey, what you doing later? You want to walk across the street and go to a March Madness game?
I would love to, actually.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. What's the first game, Tim?
The first game is going to be, let me just look, I think it's Arizona. Arizona taking on Long Beach State, so a number 2 and a number 15, the tip-off at noon.
Man. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's great to have it right in our backyard.
And, of course, we've got the BYU pregame beginning in just about 45 minutes right here on KSL News Radio.
Remember to follow us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio, Utah's news traffic and weather station.
Utah Community Credit Union has the coolest thing. You know, for years, it used to bug me so much that if I wanted to check my credit score, it would affect my credit score.
Right.
I'd get a ding just from checking it.
Well, and didn't you have to pay? Long time ago,
so.
You had to pay to get that.
They have the coolest thing as part of my elevated checking at UCCU. It's called the UCCU Credit Score Toolbox.
And they've got so many things in here, not just checking your score, but you can actually figure out before you make a purchase what that purchase might do to your credit score. It's a credit score simulator, so you load in the information, and then you can set goals to reach a target credit score within a specific time frame, and even get personalized recommendations on how to get there.
It's really taking control of your credit score, which affects your life so much. You can even, you know, it simplifies the process of if there's a dispute on your credit report, you can report it and dispute it right there on the app.
And the great thing is it's free if you have UCCU's elevated checking and no new apps to download if you've already got the UCCU mobile banking.
Utah Community Credit Union. You're going to love where you bank.
Step into a world of home transformation with The Blind Man, your ultimate partner in creating your dream home. Whether on a new home journey or refreshing your space, The Blind Man has you covered, literally. Envision the latest styles, cutting-edge technology, and elegance in shades, shutters, or blinds. Now, if you've hesitated to turn your dreams into reality, the moment has arrived. The Blind Man's Buy 4, Get 1 Free Extravaganza on all exclusive Blind Man brand window coverings is here. Not just a sale, but a dream opportunity. Picture your home bathed in natural light or shaded for moments of privacy. The Blind Man understands your needs. They want all homes to be masterpieces. Unlock your dream home with The Blind Man's Buy 4, Get 1 Free deal. It's not just a window of opportunity. It's a gateway to artistic bliss. Don't miss out. Visit theblindman.com for a free in-home consultation. Yeah, free. Let The Blind Man transform your vision. Theblindman.com, where dreams meet reality.
From Ogden to St. George, Utah's premier window covering provider.
the blind man.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee, people thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer, and they start at only $29 a month. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a man driving the wrong way on I-15 is dead after the highway patrol says he smashed into a military transport bus. I'm KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson.
Second, the men's NCAA tournament round of 64 is about to get underway this morning, and BYU will be playing in the early game in Omaha. You'll hear it live here on KSL News Radio.
Third, it's traffic and weather together.
And all lanes of traffic northbound I-15 coming out of Lehigh at the point of the mountain stopped for several minutes. It's due to a crash that had scattered debris across all lanes of travel. The cars are now gone and the debris is cleaned up, so traffic should hopefully get moving again into the Salt Lake Valley. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
A touch cooler today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Matt Johnson.
So that means that traffic is stopped both northbound and southbound.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Right now it's 48 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios.
With a quick look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The State Department says there are more than 1,000 Americans still trying to flee Haiti as gangs continue roving around the country. ABC's Matt Rivers has more from Port-au-Prince.
We know that gangs continue to engage in firefights with police regularly, and we know that they're attacking different neighborhoods, going after people's individual homes, causing a sense of panic, trying to gain more territory so the gangs can use that as leverage in any future political talks. It sounds crass to talk about politics when we, you know, talk about the fact that people's lives are being affected by all this, but that is the mentality of these gangs.
The manhunt is still on in Idaho for a white supremacist prison inmate who escaped with help from an accomplice after a shootout at a Boise hospital. Gone, longtime ally of L.A. Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani. ABC's Whit Johnson explains why.
The Dodgers firing Ohtani's longtime friend and interpreter, Ipe Misuhara, after he allegedly stole more than $4.5 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Hours before he was fired, Misuhara was seen talking to Ohtani during the Dodgers game in Seoul, South Korea. Manager Dave Roberts with little to say about the scandal before the first pitch.
Shohei's ready.
Roberts followed that by saying he couldn't comment on Mizuhara's firing. Down to the wire for the appropriations bill that needs to be signed to avert a partial government shutdown.
Congress will have to act at breakneck speed to meet the Friday night funding lapse deadline. The 1,000-page bill increases migrant detention beds and staffing to the Border Patrol. It provides a boost to Head Start and child care programs. But it zeroes out funding for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees. The Biden administration had already halted U.S. support following the Israeli determination that a dozen agency workers took part in the Hamas attack on October 7th.
ABC Stephen Portnoy, British media reporting three members of staff from the London Clinic are being investigated in the possible recent breach of Princess Kate's medical records. This is ABC News.
Over the past hour, we've been live from the scene of a military bus crash that was caused by a wrong-way driver on I-15.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small was the first reporter on the scene, and he joins us live. What do you see, Adam?
Well, Amanda, the front end of the bus, I can just see the wheel is completely bent in. It's completely bashed in, just like on the underneath portion. Buses are pretty lifted up. That's smashed in. But there, I can see a white pickup truck, which I'm not confirmed we haven't had the color of the vehicle yet, but this very well could be the truck that police are telling us that was going the wrong way in the first place. That truck's front end is completely smashed in. It looks like it's also crashed into the barrier afterwards. And we know that the driver of this wrong way truck has died at the scene. We also know that there were about 22 military personnel on this transport bus. We don't know where they're coming from or going to, but I did see them standing off the side of the road a little bit earlier this morning. I think they've been moved off the scene for now. all of them looked to be in pretty good shape. I don't think any were seriously hurt. I at least didn't see any getting medical attention.
Any update on the driver of the bus? We understand that there may have been an injury there.
I haven't heard any at this point. We had been hearing reports earlier, like you said, Tim, that there could potentially be an injury with the bus driver. But right now, we're still working to confirm if there were really any, because right now, at least according to what we've last heard from UHP Sergeant Cameron Roden, it doesn't sound like, at least right now, that there could be any serious injuries with anyone on the bus.
We appreciate your reporting, Adam, and let's get a look at how that's affecting traffic. Now, emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Heather. Do we have Heather?
And we have the closure southbound I-15 at 600 North in Salt Lake City. That means traffic is backed up. It's pretty much stopped, only going 5 miles an hour, all the way back to 500 South in Bountiful. So a lot of people are taking Legacy Parkway. They're exiting I-15 in the Farmington area. And the Legacy Parkway is only going about 40 miles an hour, but it is moving all the way down to the West Side Belt, which also overly congested down to I-80. All your city streets, US 89, 300 West, Beck Street, they're all just crawling along as well, trying to get into Salt Lake City. Jason.
And speaking of crawling, it's pretty slow right now, northbound I-15. If you're traveling from about 7200 South up to 3300 South. Once you're past that, though, again, it's cleared out into downtown Salt Lake City, so that's at least good news there. But the congestion remains eastbound on the 201. That's going to be 7200 West to about 215. And still trying to clean up this accident, 4700 South and 2700 West. Eric?
Well, northbound I-15 traffic coming out of Utah County was stopped there just for a little bit to clean debris off the road from a crash. But the car that was over on the right shoulder has been moved off the road. Now all lanes are open, and hopefully that'll get back to a normal speed. But right now, you got delays after you go past 2100 North up to the point of the mountain. Redwood Road also slow, trying to leave Utah County up towards Bluffdale and Riverton. Choose a gorgeous new countertop for your kitchen or bath at the Bedrock Quartz Stone Sale, starting at just $39 a foot. Visit bedrockquartz.com. That's bedrockquartz.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. We've got partly cloudy skies today. Shallow, decaying cool front drops us to 64 today with a chance for showers in central Utah. 66 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a cold front on Saturday bringing in wind and rain, 64 the high. 51 with a chance for rain, snow, showers on Sunday. We'll go 49, mostly cloudy on Monday. We keep it cloudy Tuesday. Then a chance for rain, snow, showers with another storm next Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Texter just let us know there's a little rain squall right now out at Saltaire. It's 48 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Boy, the markets are on a roll again. The Dow's up 322. We'll check money news just ahead.
And this portion of Utah's Morning News is brought to you by Revere Health.
Revere Health is dedicated to making healthcare easier and more accessible by offering the latest technologies to improve the patient experience. We offer convenient telehealth appointments so you can receive care from the comfort of your own home. We also offer an online patient portal called Follow My Health that enables you to manage your healthcare online. When you download the Follow My Health app, you can exchange direct messages with your doctor, view lab and test results as soon as they are available, renew prescriptions, and review upcoming appointments. If you're ready to schedule your annual physical for 2024, we've made that easier too. Revere Health now offers the ability to schedule appointments online for primary care and select specialties. Visit our website at reverehealth.com to learn more or to schedule your next appointment online. Through these convenient solutions, Revere Health demonstrates its commitment to quality, patient-centric care every day. Revere Health, your partner in health, your partner for life.
Monster winds can cause huge damage to your roof that you can't see.
Don't wait for a disaster.
Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com
to schedule your free windstorm assessment today.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed.
That's lower than most big box stores.
These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
You love the feel behind. behind the wheel.
Hi, I'm Jody Wilkinson. You'll love the new 2024 Integra from Jody Wilkinson Acura. I'm excited to tell you that Motor Trend magazine ranks the Integra number one of the best luxury subcompact sedans. Right now, during the Acura Spring Into Performance event, Jody Wilkinson has a great selection of fun-to-drive Integras for only 1.9% APR. Or you can lease a new Acura A-Spec Integra for just $349 monthly. Our most popular trim level, you get the Acura Integra A-Spec for only $349 monthly. For offer details, text the word Acura to 57500 or come see us at Jody Wilkinson Acura.
Jody Wilkinson.
Downtown.
Acura.
1111 South Main.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Luxury brand Hermes is being sued over claims that it violates antitrust laws for by only selling Birkin bags to customers with, quote, sufficient purchase history. The iconic bags are not for sale on the website or in a store. The lawsuit claims customers are shown the bags only in private after being deemed worthy of the bag.
Obviously, I'm not worthy because I didn't even know how to pronounce it properly.
And I didn't know that existed. That's bizarre.
Yeah. All right. The IRS will expand its pursuit of high wealth tax dodgers in the coming months. The commissioner told the Associated Press they're even using new tools like artificial intelligence. They're hoping it helps them weed out the bad apples.
KSL Drive's Mercedes-Benz is recalling more than 116,000 cars for a fire risk. The automaker says the 48-volt ground connection under the passenger seat may not be secured properly, which can cause it to overheat. The models affected range from 2019 to 2024. Recall letters will be sent out in the coming months.
The Dow yesterday finished up 400. Today, so far, we're going to add another 300 points to that. Believe it or not, that's 0.75%. The S&P is up 30 right now, and the tech stocks on the NASDAQ up 172. That's a full percentage point.
I-15 slowdowns northbound in Salt Lake County, but nothing compared to this problem southbound I-15, where the freeway is completely closed just north of Salt Lake. We'll check it all. Traffic and weather next.
Devotion to country, service to Utah. Brent Orrin Hatch had a front row seat, watching his father serve our state faithfully in the Senate. A constitutional conservative and lifelong Republican, Brent Orrin Hatch is a champion for the rule of law. He's running for Senate to stop this lawless president from destroying our country from within. Hatch will fight to secure the border once and for all and take on Mexican drug cartels to halt the flow of deadly fentanyl. Brent Orrin Hatch knows the national debt is just as big a threat to national security. Hatch won't rest until the budget's balanced and won't cave to the big spenders in both parties. Pro-life, deeply committed to religious liberty, rock-solid Utah conservative. Brent Orrin Hatch for Senate. Paid for by Conservative Outsider PAC, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.copac.us.
Utah County, rocked by an explosion.
I felt this shockwave.
KSL reporters rush to American Fork.
Police Chief Cameron Paul tells me they are still working to figure out what led up to this.
When whole neighborhoods are on edge, you need reliable breaking updates.
We're working to get more information, so stay with us.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic, 829 here, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Going to be tough getting in from the north end of the valley for NCAA today, isn't it, Heather?
It certainly is. If you don't have to be into downtown Salt Lake for several hours, I would recommend staying at home if you're able to. If you're not, you've got to allow at least 45 minutes to an extra hour on your drive from Weber and Davis County into Salt Lake City. I-15 southbound closed, everyone forced to exit at 600 north, and that means traffic is a parking lot. It is stopped all the way back into Bountiful, so a lot of people are taking Legacy Parkway in the West Side Belt, and that is moving like 25 miles an hour maybe, but at least it's moving. I-15 is not. But your city streets, US 89, Beck Street, getting into Salt Lake, they're also overly congested and taking a lot of extra time. Jason.
A little bit better now northbound I-15 from 7200 south up to about 3300 south. It's actually right around 3300 south where it starts to get better. Still very congested around the south interchange. Eastbound on the 201, you are going to be slow as you make your way from 7200 south all the way to Redwood Road, and also northbound on Bangor Highway at about 3500 south is very thick. accident is almost clear now. 4700 South, 2700 West, although not quite yet. Eric?
Northbound I-15 delays continue in Utah County from about 2100 north up to where we had a crash approaching Point of the Mountain. Timpanogos Highway stoplights are getting more congested if you're westbound out of Highland, Cedar Hills, or Alpine. If you got your usual slowdowns north of Utah Lake from Redwood Road over to the freeway on 2100 north as well as Pioneer Crossing. Get your money working at America First Credit Union with amazing rates on certificates up to 5.5% APY for a limited time. Visit AmericaFirst.com today to learn more. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
I have 64 today. Right now it's 52 downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio.
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Traffic through Salt Lake City on I-15 and surrounding roads is an absolute mess because of a fatal wrong-way crash. The Highway Patrol says the driver hit a military transport bus.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small was the first reporter on the scene, and he joins us now live. Adam?
Well, Amanda, yeah, it's still a complete mess in terms of traffic. I've actually had to take a couple of the service streets. Everything is backed up. But the biggest thing, of course, is the fact that somebody is dead here in this crash between a pickup truck and a military transport bus. I can see the bus right now. There's a little bit of debris, glass, other shards from these vehicles strewn across I-15. This is just south, going I-15 southbound of the 6th North ramp. The whole front passenger or driver's side tire of that bus is smashed in. I can see a white pickup truck that's completely smashed in on the front end and into a barrier. I'm not 100% sure if that is the wrong way truck, but if it is, that truck is completely destroyed on the front end. We know the driver of that truck is dead. 22 people, Utah Highway Patrol telling us, we're on the military transport bus. We're not hearing of any serious injuries, thankfully, to anyone on board. When I got here earlier this morning, I could actually see a good amount of the military personnel in uniform standing off the side of the road, and they all look to be in good shape. They're not being treated by medical personnel or anything, so fingers crossed that everyone is okay. But biggest thing to know is this is going to be a complete nightmare for traffic for the next few hours. Highway Patrol, since this is a fatal accident, they're going to have to shut I-15 down for quite some time. So make the best of what you got, whatever road you can find your way into work today. Live on the scene, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Well, and obviously the investigation into how that driver got onto the freeway going the wrong direction is going to take several more hours. Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden says we've seen several major crashes from wrong-way drivers this year.
And this will be our fifth one so far this year. So we're quite ahead now as compared to previous years. But all of the four that we had prior to the one today were investigated for impaired driving, and all six last year were investigated for impaired driving.
We have the KSL Traffic Center monitoring the impacts from the crash. And let's have Heather Kelly jump in to talk about the biggest backups, Heather.
The biggest ones right now are southbound I-15. The freeway pretty much stopped from 400 North and Bountiful all the way to 600 North, where all vehicles are forced to exit. Now, a lot of people are taking Legacy Parkway in the West Side Belt, but they're just crawling along at this point as well. It's going to take you at least 45 minutes to an hour to get about 7-8 miles out of Davis County into downtown Salt Lake. But even northbound traffic trying to exit at 600 North is having 20 to 30 minute extra delays. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Heather, we'll come back to you in just a minute. A federal judge says 300 miles of Jeep trails will stay closed at the Labyrinth Rims and Gemini Bridges area near Moab. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has that story.
A federal judge has ruled against off-road advocacy groups who push for an injunction to keep 317 closed miles of trail open near Moab. They will stay closed during ongoing litigation. Now, we reported previously that the Bureau of Land Management announced the gates were coming down over those trails last September, but it still left two-thirds of the trails, or 812 miles, open to off-roaders. Environmental groups like the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance called it a balanced decision back in September. But state leaders accuse the BLM of federal overreach, and motorists say it's a setback for their freedom to recreate. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
New this morning, the Park City School District has signed an agreement with the Department of Education to address harassment complaints. The complaints first appeared a couple of years ago. We get the update from KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson.
KSL 5 reports 180 reported student-on-student harassment claims came in between 2021 and 23 that involved race, anti-Semitism, or sex, and that in specific cases, the district responses were insufficient. Park City High School teacher Josh Goldberg reported finding anti-Semitic and racist graffiti in the classroom.
Many students have come out and now spoken to me about what they've been experiencing.
A 13-page agreement has now been signed by the district that includes a review of those harassment claims, a revision of its harassment policies, development of a standard form for reporting harassment. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
A large majority of Utahns say they support non-discrimination policies. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson breaks down a new survey.
The Public Religion Research Institute reports that more and more people in Utah believe the LGBTQ community should not be discriminated against when it comes to housing, employment, and public accommodations. Support has gone up from 81% from the previous year and 77% in 2019. In fact, the data shows Utah is the most supportive red state in America.
Equality Utah says they will continue to bridge ideological and political divides to further this work.
First look traffic, and here is Heather Kelly.
Well, we've got big delays for anybody trying to exit 600 north from I-15. Northbounders, you have to prepare for at least 30 extra minutes trying to get off of 600 north and into downtown Salt Lake, and it's all because southbound 15 is shut down. Everyone forced to exit at 600 north, leading to all this extra traffic on all the surrounding roadways. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
The investigation resumes this morning to figure out what caused a duplex in American Fork to explode. One woman died, another had to crawl out of the debris. Tammy Beck's mom is the woman who survived.
It's a miracle. My mom's a feisty little thing, so I'm not surprised that she survived, but she has no clue how she made it out.
Dominion Energy's workers were at the duplex doing maintenance work the day before, but they say they are fully cooperating in the investigation.
There's a new exhibit in the New Orleans World War II Museum, and it uses AI to preserve the voices of those veterans. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has that story live. Michael?
Amanda, it's called Voices from the Front. It's an immersive exhibit which allows guests to converse to video recordings of people who lived during the war. The AI helps by matching the questions to the best response. 102-year-old veteran Alan Pickens was featured in the project, and he tells the Associated Press his story will be preserved long after he's gone.
I'm making history to see myself telling the story of what happened to me over there. I'm so proud that I'm here, that people can see me.
Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
We know that southbound I-15 is closed in North Salt Lake, but that northbound side really crawling along here, too. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Spend time with KSL News Radio and get a deeper understanding of the world around us.
I do listen to KSL so much because you've got voices like Boyd Matheson.
I listen to him every day.
You can trust him.
Inside Sources, weekdays 1 to 3.
On KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. This is such a great time here in the state of Utah. The weather is changing. Spring is almost here, and we really have the best of both worlds. You can still go up and do some great skiing, and then you can play a round of golf. There are so many wonderful things that are going on. And if you want to top off whatever your great day includes, how about Ruth's Chris Steakhouse? Up skiing in the mountains? Sure. Go to Hotel Park City and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Maybe something special is going on in the heart of downtown Salt Lake City. Great basketball tournaments. There are movies. There are plays. 275 Southwest Temple, there's a Ruth's Chris Steakhouse waiting for you. And from the moment you walk through the door, you feel that difference. The way you're treated, the way you're welcomed, the wait staff, how they take care of you. And then when the plate is put down in front of you, it is the best meal you are ever going to have at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Derek Overstreet, founder of the New Millennium Group. We're a financial planning firm. Listen, we're fiduciaries. We have advisors standing by right now to take your call. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370. The reason you're going to want to call is we're going to help you retire 3 to 5 years before you thought possible. Now, imagine how that would be if you could actually retire 3 to 5 years sooner than your plan was. The way we do this is by putting together a step-by-step plan. taking into consideration any rental properties that you have, any pension income that you have, your Social Security. Listen, we put that all together for you in writing. It will allow us to build your income based on inflation. You know, inflation has been rapidly rising. You and I both need a plan that whatever we start out our income at, in 5 or 10 years, we're going to need 40% more income. So if you're one of those people listening and you'd like a plan in writing, give us a call at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or go to utahsfinancialplanner.com.
839 emergency traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Back to you, Heather.
Yeah, Davis County drivers are having a really bad commute today. Southbound I-15 closed at 600 North, and that has forced traffic to exit at 6 North, and it's now backed up all the way to Centerville. You're barely going 5 miles an hour from Centerville into downtown. So everybody, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are taking Legacy Parkway in the West Side Belt, which has slowed them down to about 20 miles an hour from Farmington all the way onto the West Side Belt to the I-80 West turnoff. You also have major congestion on Beck Street, US 89. And then if you're northbound I-15 trying to exit at 600 North, that's at least a 30-minute delay. So I'd avoid 6 North altogether. Jason.
Good news happening down in the Salt Lake Valley. 4700 South, 2700 West. That accident that had been there all morning long is finally clear and gone. Traffic is moving in all directions at this point. And it's looking better now, northbound I-15. Just minor pockets of slowing around the South Interchange, again at about 4500 South. But traffic starting to move a lot better through that stretch. It's still fairly congested if you're eastbound on the 201 from 7200 West over to Redwood Road. Eric?
Well, it didn't seem like the northbound crash I-15 in Utah County just past Timpanogos Highway was any big deal, but they did have to stop traffic to remove debris from the road, and that has caused a kind of a chain effect. Now you got big slowing all the way back to Pioneer Crossing. This is northbound I-15. The delays will start at American Forks Main Street. Now you can head over to Redwood Road, but that's also slow, approaching 2100 North and then up to Camp Williams. Out on the Wasatch back, from time to time, you got some construction slowdowns on US 40 past the River Road intersection going up to Jordanelle Reservoir, because that's down to one lane at the moment. It looks okay. Spring into performance with Jody Wilkinson's new Acura all-wheel drive RDX. Superior handling, safety, and luxury. Lease for $459 monthly. Details, text Acura to 57500. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
A shallow cool front today will drop temperatures a couple of degrees to 64. It'll add some cloud cover. We'll go partly cloudy and a couple of showers in central Utah. Tomorrow, 66, partly cloudy, then a cold front on Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right where we started the morning, 48 degrees downtown.
We'll take you live to Omaha and speak with KSL's Jeremiah Jensen, coming up next on KSL.
Remember to watch for us streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
You know, Deb, we've had some crazy weather lately, some big winds. Obviously, we're always dealing with snowstorms in the winter, but it's got me thinking about a standby generator.
You need to call Master Electrical, not only for bad weather, but think about Grandma and Grandpa, and they're on a medical device. They need electricity at all times. That's why you need a standby generator.
Yeah, this is where the blackouts really can become, quite frankly, dangerous. I've got an electric vehicle. What if that's your only vehicle? Now you can't get anywhere if you've lost electricity. That's why the standby generator is so crucial.
Master Electrical's generator department is the premier dealer for Generac.
Of course, they sell these, but they also handle the service and installation.
They have different financing that fits almost any budget.
With any new purchase and installation, Dave and Dujanovic listeners are going to receive 2 years of free maintenance and fleet service.
That's where Master Electrical is going to monitor your generator. They're going to run weekly tests, and they're going to make sure you don't have any service alerts.
Find out more at masterelectrical.com.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics, because that's who we are.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-583-6681. That's 800-583-6681.
KSL News Time, 844. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police say the driver of a wrong-way truck is dead after it crashed into a military transport bus on I-15 in Salt Lake City. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a federal judge says 300 miles of Jeep trails near Moab will remain closed. Third, emergency traffic and weather together.
And this is all from Davis County. Trying to get into downtown Salt Lake City, you're going to be at a crawl southbound I-15 from Centerville all the way to 600 North, where all traffic must exit, as well as on Legacy Parkway, the West Side Belt, Beck Street, and US 89. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
60s through Saturday afternoon, then a cold front. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 50 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, and time for KSL's top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Justice Department and 16 state and district attorneys have filed a major antitrust lawsuit against Apple. They allege the tech giant that created a monopoly in the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardwares and for software features on the phone. New York Attorney General Letitia James is urging an appeals court to ignore claims by former President Donald Trump that he cannot secure a bond to the massive civil fraud judgment against him. Still no sign of escaped Idaho prison inmate Skylar Meade, white supremacist who escaped with the help of an accomplice while he was at the hospital in Boise. This is ABC News.
Well, the BYU Cougars are in Omaha, Nebraska right now, warming up for their first-round game in the NCAA tournament.
KSL TV sports anchor and host of JJ and Alex on the KSL Sports Zone, Jeremiah Jensen, is also in Omaha and joins us live. What's it like there, Jeremiah?
Well, it's pretty quiet right now, but I think that's going to change pretty soon here once the games get started. You know, 10:40 a.m. tip times, mountain time, 11:40 here is not a normal time for people going to a college basketball game, but once that game tips off, it's going to be rocking.
You know, it's interesting. Ken Pomeroy, who is the guy behind the Ken Pom ratings we talk about all season long, thinks that the Dukes are kind of a benefit, a draw for the Cougs, who, of course, got moved down because of their never play on Sunday from a 5 to a 6. But they also get to avoid UConn. They're at the lower half of the bracket.
Absolutely. And this is a great position for BYU to be in, guys. You look back, and BYU's always, you know, I mean, not always, but they've had a really good shot of making the tournament every year. Historically, they've been 31 times. The problem BYU's had is winning once they get to the tournament. They haven't been to the round of 32 since 2011 when Jimmer Fredette led them to the Sweet 16. This is the best chance that BYU's had since that year, 13 years ago, based on their seeding this year as a 6 seed. And Duquesne's not, I think the committee put Duquesne at an 11 seed. They're actually, guys, a 12 or 13 seed level team. So BYU should win this game. And if BYU shoots the ball well, as Greg Rebell will tell you, when they shoot above 32%, BYU's really tough to beat. And I think that's the key today. If BYU can get out and get that offense going, spread the floor out and hit those threes, they should have no trouble advancing.
We're reporting a story this morning, Jeremiah, about how LeBron James gave some of his signature sneakers to all of the guys on the Duquesne team. Are we worried at all that that's going to give them a real boost?
Well, I mean, it would be nice if LeBron was cheering for the Cougs today, but you can understand that because the head coach of Duquesne, who, if the Dukes lose today, it's his last game coaching, he's going to retire. He was the high school head coach in Akron, Ohio, of LeBron James. So you can understand why LeBron loves the Duquesne Dukes, as that coach means a lot to him. But I don't know if the sentiment for the coach is going to be enough today for Duquesne. It's going to come down to talent, and BYU just has a lot more of it. And I think if BYU does what they do and shoots the ball really well and doesn't get this, I think Duquesne wants this game to get ugly and sloppy and physical, and if BYU can avoid that, they should have no trouble advancing. Even though, sentimentally, I think LeBron and all those people cheering for that coach would like things to be different.
Yeah, that shoe story is a funny one because my grandson plays high school basketball, and when he asks his mother for $200 shoes, I tell him, it's not the shoes that make the man, it's the man that makes the shoes. So anyway.
That's right.
You say they're likely a 12 or a 13, but man, we have seen some crazy upsets in the tournament with 12 seeds.
No doubt about it. You know, it's funny how the seeding works these days. You guys remember the old 5-12 upsets, and I tell people now, well, 11 is the new 12, but that's exactly where BYU is today, that 6-11 matchup. Look, I'm not saying this is going to be easy. That team's going to fight. They're red hot coming into this tournament. Duquesne has won 14 of their last 17 games. They were the sixth seed in the Atlantic 10 tournament, and they won that tournament, so they deserve respect. BYU needs to respect them. But on paper, BYU's the better team and should advance.
We'll be listening, Jeremiah. Have a great game. Thanks for your time.
You got it.
KSL Sports Zone's Jeremiah Jensen with us. And, of course, the tip is at 10:40 this morning, and pregame begins in 10 minutes.
Yep, so keep it right here on KSL, the home of the Cougars. Let's get the latest on Crazy Drive this morning. It's emergency traffic brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Obviously, we know what's going on the southbound side, Heather, but what's going on the northbound side?
So people on northbound I-15 trying to exit at 600 North are encountering all the people that were forced to exit southbound I-15. Southbound 15 is shut down, and the exit point for southbound 15 is 600 North. So you have thousands of vehicles that aren't normally on 600 North trying to use it, and so that's affecting drivers northbound I-15. So I would get off at 600 South and then just work your way into downtown Salt Lake. But even then, you're still going to have to add a good 30 minutes to your commute into downtown because of all the additional traffic. Now, this closure of southbound I-15 has created stop traffic from Centerville into Salt Lake City on I-15 as well as on Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt. Jason.
Well, it looks like we have a tow truck and a semi that's in the Gore area as you're headed northbound I-15 right at the 2100 South off-ramp there. Doesn't really look like it's affecting traffic, although, of course, people are slowing down because there's lots of flashing lights and, you know, there's a semi off to the side of the road. But good news is northbound I-15, you're looking much better now at the south interchange. Also starting to break up on 201 eastbound. Eric?
Out in Provo at the intersection of University Avenue, University Parkway is kind of a central spot where things are starting to get a little bit busier over on University Avenue, basically from 300 South up to the BYU campus. That's going to be slow at some of those stoplights. The busiest spot, though, is on the freeway. At least the delays are starting to break up a little bit, but you still got northbound slowing from Pioneer Crossing in American Fork, that exit up to where we had a crash over up on the right shoulder. That was at Point of the Mountain, but they had to stop traffic for a little while to clear debris, and that's what caused all these delays. Update your kitchen with Durden's Appliance, where they meet any competitor's price. Visit Durden's.com or on 5th South and Bountiful. Durden's, brand you know it, prices you'll love. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast. We hold on to these precious 60-degree days through Saturday. Today's 64, touch cooler, partly cloudy. 66 tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds. Then a cold front on Saturday afternoon, bringing in wind and rain. The high 64, but we drop quickly into the 50s with the front. 51 on Sunday, rain, snow, showers possible. Cloudy skies Monday and Tuesday with highs in the 40s. We bump back to the 50s. But another storm on Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
50 degrees in the 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Look at this headline. U.S. accuses Apple of monopolizing the smartphone market in a landmark lawsuit. The DOJ is suing Apple.
Wow.
That just announced a short time ago. We'll get a look at money news next.
IVC, Interventional Vascular and Vein Center, is having a Hello Spring special event on Saturday, March 23rd. This will be a free screening for varicose veins at their office in Provo. Don't let leg pain slow you down. Come and learn why starting now is ideal to get you ready for summer. IVC has been in business for over 20 years and has been voted the best vein center of Utah Valley for 10 years running. IVC's doctors, advanced practice providers, and sonographers will be on hand to answer your questions. So stop in to IVC on Saturday, March 23rd for a free varicose vein screening. Space is limited, so please RSVP right now. Let's spring new life into your step. Visit iVein.com. iVein.com. That's the letter iVein.com to schedule your new year, new legs free screening at IVC. Because life starts when the pain stops.
Enroll in Farm Bureau Financial Services Driveology, and you'll instantly save 10% on your auto insurance premium. Over time, your safe driving habits could earn you even bigger savings, up to 50%. Learn more and start saving with Driveology at fbfs.com/save. 10% savings applied at enrollment for select coverages.
Future savings based on individual driving behaviors and varies by coverages selected. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
This is what you've been waiting for. Well, I mean, I know some of you have. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and we don't usually experience a slow season, but when we do, it's this time of year when the weather's transitioning from winter to summer. You see, when the weather's mild, HVAC demand slows, but we still need calls for our technicians, and that's why we run our free furnace sale. Here's how it works. When you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services by March 31st to schedule a free estimate with one of our HVAC supervisors. They'll explain all your options and exactly how much you can save on a new furnace and air conditioner. Again, when you have Any Hour Services install a new air conditioner, we'll give you a new furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services today and schedule your free estimate, 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Chips Ahoy is reimagining its classic cookie and debuting a new recipe with what they're calling improved chocolate chips. The improved chips have higher amounts of cocoa and Madagascar vanilla extract. The new recipe comes about 10 years of dominating the market.
Markets are way up this morning. The Dow's up 344. That's 0.9%. S&P's up 34. That's 0.7%. The Nasdaq up 115. That's 0.7%.
Boy, we didn't need this layer of trouble in that accident site in North Salt Lake. We've got rain now falling there. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If you're trying to decide which gutter protection to put on your home, don't just ask how they'll handle leaves. Ask how they'll handle ice. Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors, and that's right, ice. See, plenty of gutter guards are good at keeping out leaves, but most are made with flimsy materials that can bend, buckle, and break under the weight of too much ice. Kind of a big problem in an icy state like Utah, right? At RGS Exteriors, our exclusive gutter protection systems are built Utah tough. They're made with premium strength materials that hold up to 1,200 pounds of ice per square foot. Simply put, they're not going to budge. Our gutter guards are also certified to handle hurricane-level winds and rain. Mother Nature can't damage them. Guaranteed. Utah Tough Products. That's the RGS way. For a free estimate, call 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's rgsexteriors.com or 801-280-3110.
Sign up for KSL text alerts and you could win cash. Text the word cash to 57500 for a chance to win $250. That's cash to 57500. Plus, you'll get breaking news and traffic updates right to your phone. Want to win more prizes? Text contest to 57500. Jazz fans, text the word jazz for breaking Utah Jazz news. And Cougar fans, text BYU to 57500 for the latest on the Cougars. Message and data rates may apply. For an alternate entry method and complete contest rules, go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
Emergency traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon, Heather.
Well, Legacy Parkway, the I-215 West Belt, and I-15 coming out of Davis County are all moving about 5 miles an hour. It's due to the closure of southbound I-15 at 600 North, so everyone's having to exit at 6 North and find alternate routes everywhere. And it's also causing problems for people going northbound I-15 trying to exit at 6 North, so I wouldn't do that. Jason.
And if it hasn't been enough for you so far this morning, morning, we got another one. This is southbound on 215 at California Avenue off-ramp. Car on fire off to the side of the road. Lots of smoke. Now, they're finally getting this put out, it looks like. But you're going to want to stay over to the left because the right lanes are blocked there. Northbound I-15 looking a little bit better now. Still a little congested right around the south interchange. Eric?
And if you're northbound on Foothill Drive, that's slow getting up towards the University of Utah. Down in Utah County, it's thinning out, but you're still going to be below a normal pace from 500 East and American Fork all the way up to Point of the Mountain. Getting over to the freeway from Redwood Road, that's also slow in the usual spots, both there and on Pioneer Crossing. And northbound Redwood Road, you got slowdowns approaching Camp Williams and up further up the line at the Porter-Rockwell intersection. For over 30 years, Replenish Landscape delivers the finest compost for flower and vegetable gardens. Replenish is perfect to till into existing soil or top dressing, even for your lawn. Learn more at replenish.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Where did these rain clouds come from? Right now we're at 50 degrees downtown, looking for a high today of 64.
BYU basketball coming up next. Go Cougars!
Go Cougs!
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.